Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall. Oh, yeah.
Good morning and welcome to the Fire Up Show, proudly presented to you by the Mighty Plumbers Union. It's a good morning, it's cold, but we're rocking and rolling. We've already had our coffee and we're ready to roll. So we'll kick off the show. We've got plenty to talk about today. We had the Next Gen last night down in Narre Warren. There was obviously a packed room. There was probably about, I'd say, anywhere between, I'd say, 70 to 100 new delegates or wanting to be delegates down there. So I'll kick it over. Good morning, Herx. How are you, buddy?
Morning, mate. Morning, listeners. Yes, what a great turnout it was last night. And credit to the boys. We've got two of the lads in here today to talk about it. So, excellent.
Yeah, fantastic, yep. Fantastic. And Wazza, have you got a Carlton jumpers?
Sorry.
You're fixated on Carlton because they've had a few.
Just weeks. Trying to get me big phrase jumper.
Good morning, Waz. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good, mate. You?
Yeah, fantastic, mate. You were there last night.
I was, all the way in Nazza Wazza.
Yep.
No, it was good. Good turnout.
Stamp passport to get there?
Nah. Car didn't get stolen. It's all good.
That's it, mate. Nah, lovely, lovely. And we got our two special guests, Next Gen leaders. Troy, your first one as well, mate. Obviously, you're new to the leadership team there for the Next Gen, which is fabulous. You were a great addition. So, good morning, mate. How are you?
Good morning, Rusty. Good morning, listeners. Yeah, no, it was unreal last night. Good to see so many new faces there.
Yep.
It's fantastic.
No, it was good, mate.
Especially having one in the southeast.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Yeah, your neck of the woods. Yeah, your neck of the woods. You did a really good job. Obviously, explain to all the boys, you know, I guess your upbringing, where you went from A, B, C to D to where you are now. So good on you, mate. Phenomenal effort, and it was well attended, and it was a good effort by you lads, and Josh as well, of course. Now, Gus, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. I think there needs to be a clause that if it's your first meeting that you're front, you're not allowed to speak as well as Troy did last night, because it made us all look pretty shit, my dick. Oh, sorry, chat my name, swear jar there. Oh, we're allowed to swear now.
Shit's all right.
But no, look, yeah, it was fantastic. Obviously, we were saying later on after the meeting that a lot of us, all of us in this room, were at the very first Next Gen meeting at the union office. And, you know, last night at Narre Warren sort of had vibes of that. You know, we sort of planted the seed to put that in the circuit from now on. And obviously, we've got a huge growing membership out there in the southeastern suburbs. As Nath, the new organiser for that area, spoke about last night, a lot of work coming up, especially next year, you know. Even all the way down to Latrobe Valley and whatnot. So it's a huge growth area, huge growth corridor, lots of people living out there, new members. I think you boys, organisers, were saying a lot of the new members memberships are coming in, coming from that area. So, we've got a big PICAC out there. We've got to include it on the tour dates now on the Next Gen circuit. So,
yep. Well, it's good attended.
And real how Buddy Your Big has grown.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's crazy that we're doing three venues now. We've got Brunswick, Geelong and Narre Warren. Maybe once we get the new one out in Melton, we'll do one out there in a few years' time, you know. It's just another way to coverage of all the members to make sure that they're all informed and part of the Next Gen movement. And as you said, like, you look around the room, all those delegates that have come out of that group and whatnot, it's really inspiring, and it's just, you can't stop the steam train now, you know.
Lovely, mate.
Plumbers Union's just getting stronger and stronger each Next Gen meeting we have, so.
I really enjoyed the questions off the floor, to be honest. I know some of them were a bit curly and were probably more, you know, appropriate for a general meeting. But, you know, they want to stay informed. They want to learn. They want to grow. They want to understand what their rights in the workplace are and what coverage they've got under our agreement. So they're all there for the right reason. And I think we've got a bright future with that group, especially, you know, I reckon 90% of the faces in that room were first-time faces that otherwise probably wouldn't come out to a next gen. They're obviously from that corridor out there at the back of Packy and whatever else. So I think the proof's in the pudding there that it'll only grow, particularly that Narre Warren meeting, it'll only grow to bigger and better things. So
and the, good work, everyone. The people who came down also got a first view of Nate's biceps too, so they were on show for everyone. Yeah, it was always like a bit of a strip show, wasn't it? You know, like
the muscles from Moorabbin,
too hot for TV. So if you are, you know, you want a up close and personal view of Nate's biceps, you've got to come to the next gen meetings.
Everyone else had jumpers on, but he decided
it was hot.
There was veins happening.
I think he cut his sleeves a bit shorter too.
Yeah, I know. Were they rolled up as well?
They were more of like that 90s style, like just trim it yourself.
Yeah. Let them breathe. No, that's cool.
Yeah, it's called injections.
I hope they're listening on the way up to Ballarat to that. So.
No, credit to you boys. I know when me and Rusty and Wazza are running next gen, we visioned to take it out there, but we never implemented it. And yeah, credit to you boys, you know, doing it and being quite successful.
It was very successful with how many numbers we had out there, that's for sure.
The barbecue was successful.
Was it?
Well, the start... We almost did an insurance...
The start wasn't.
We almost did an insurance shop out there, right?
Nearly burned the place down.
It was like almost Channel 9 News, a firebombing, but really we firebombed ourselves, right? So, it was terrific effort by you lads, and Josh as well, of course.
Yes.
Another one of the next-gen leaders. So you three are obviously... at the, I guess, the hell of the mask now. So good luck to you and all that sort of stuff. And you did a phenomenal job. And, as we said, obviously Nathan is an apology today. He's gone down with Mayor Johnny, right? Johnny Haydus. So it's going to be...
I hope they take separate cars.
It's going to be a fun-filled day, right, for them. They're going down to Ballarat, and they're sleeping in the same room tonight together.
Only a single bed, I heard. So,
sharing a bed, right? Yeah, so God knows what's going to happen down there after a few beverages.
I think 4 o'clock. Nathan will wrap him up in his big biceps, won't he?
He'll wrap his big biceps around him.
Just backtracking one sec too. Also, to people listening, check the socials because we do have... one more meeting in Geelong for the year and also our final meeting in Melbourne. So that'll be coming up on social media. So stay tuned to Plumbers Union Instagram and Facebook and dates.
Get down, get involved.
Yeah.
Yep, lovely.
And the one at Melbourne will be at our head office, which will be officially renovated and open. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be one you don't want to miss.
Exciting.
It's going to be at 4 o'clock in the morning for me on that one, I'm not going to lie.
Well, you know when they send a new ship out, you smash the bottle of champagne on it? You know, we'll be just throwing bottles of champagne off the roof. So.
Yeah, but just remember, if you break it, you buy it. So. We've waited this long for it to, you know, be somewhere comfortable.
With
and
some yellow tiles and some green paint.
I like the yellow tiles.
I'm bringing a swag down, so we'll just
You might find there's a spare one underneath the staircase. So you know, I think there's a bloke already living there, but you know.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Nah, awesome. Anyway, we'll kick straight over to business. Herks, what's been happening, buddy? There's always something happening in your area. The data center king, right? You and Johnny, the data center king. So what's
soon to be across the board? I think Traralgon, the southeast, Clayton, like Nathan was saying last show.
Nathan, he's got plenty of work, especially that AI data center.
Yeah, and we had a few questions.
1 billion.
Just
ring him. Nathan's got so much data.
And people are asking how to get Nathan's number. It's on the website. It's not on the RDA calendar, so it's on the website.
043.
He's an early riser too, doesn't he? Like 4 o'clock phone calls.
He's going to send us a picture of his biceps and let us say, and just say, if you don't shut up, you're going to get strangled.
Yes, quite a lot of work coming up as I keep harping on about. I'll touch on the Melbourne airport because that's going to be a monstrosity. It's been in the news once again this week. They've allocated, 15 to 17 billion out there to put a new runway in, extend the terminals, and which coincides with right now we're looking at doing an agreement with Program. So our plumbers there, working at the airport full time. So we're currently in negotiations for a new agreement with them. So shout out to them. Shout out to the rep who put his hand up, Nesh, who's been quite good. Came in yesterday to the office, Warwick, and say good day to yourself and Killer, and really good, switched on, passionate. Got a good crew out there.
Came out and met the brains of the operation.
Yeah. Yeah, he met met Paul and Kristen. yeah, but outside of that, the data centers, there's some huge ones that have been announced in the last couple of weeks. There's one in Mickleham that's going to be potentially $12 billion. So they're looking at doing that over three stages. And across the road from that, Amazon, it's just like it's a competition now who can build the biggest data center. So Amazon have purchased land to build a big one. So
who's got the biggest?
At the moment, it looks like Amazon might have the biggest.
Yeah, compensating.
Yeah, but Amazon, AirTrunk, they're all just getting bigger and bigger. Next DC as well, they've purchased more land in Tullamarine.
Is he going to start building them so they look like his rocket ship? That was an interesting shape.
Yes. Yep. So yeah, obviously getting bigger and bigger. Great for our members. So it's still, the community's still a bit divided. I don't know if they want him there or not.
The rocket
but
ship? Divided on the rocket ship?
Yeah, rocket ship and
something
all that.
You find in your mother's bedside. Anyway.
Hey, yo.
Yes, shout out to James Gunn.
We're a bit out of control today. This is the last show and we're going to get booted off.
We're too hot for TV.
Yeah, so they're just getting, I said, bigger and bigger. Camberfield as well, the old Ford factory, that's been approved now, I believe. So that's going to be another $6 billion data center right where the old Ford factory is. So that's going to be six buildings, I believe. So
people can't live in data centers, mate. Start building some more housing.
We'll touch on housing. So Lendlease got the first stage of Carlton up and running, Elgin Towers. So first of 49 of the social housing towers that are coming down and being rebuilt. There are plenty of houses, plenty of housing as well.
Very interesting times ahead of us. And Wazzle, there's always something happening in your area. I mean, now you're looking after some of the North. God love you, right?
Flat knacker, mate. Flat knacker.
Right?
Spoke to Hollins about the Northern Hospital ED. They're about to start some early works out there. Cook and Dowsett are going to land and do some relocates for
Matty Hedger, champion
for their water. So that's early works, but that's always positive signs that, the government's thrown the money at it and we can get it started. So as we all know, the hospitals and EDs and all the rest of it provides a lot of work for our members, particularly mechanical services.
Probably the biggest stage as well, possibly, that's happened out there, I would say.
It would be, 100%. Yeah. There's been a few stages. I worked on one of them myself, but this one's probably the biggest and will have the most impact for the community out there because if anyone's been out to the Northern, well, been through Epping, they know how much that hospital needs, some love, because it looks like a field hospital out of Vietnam, to be honest with you. Like, it's pretty, makeshift, low level. Looks like it looks like an old school regional community sort of outpatients more than anything. So the more they can do, especially with the expansion, with those suburbs will alert and all the rest, it'll be good for the community.
And
ultimately good for our members, creates work. So
contractors on that one was, and
at this point, Cook and Dowsett have got the only contract to do the early works. So the rest of it's still in the air. But Hollins, Creatures of Habit. If anyone's ever worked with them, you'll know, because you tend to work with them again and again and again. So, I was out in the Latrobe Valley last week with Killer, which was a good trip. Head out there to, discuss this Marinus Link and a few other things industry-wise with the coal industry and, power stations and the rest. But Marinus Link's the big one for me. Being civil, it's a, $3 to $4 billion project on land in Victoria alone. 90 kilometres worth of pipe work in each direction, so 180 kilometres of pipe work. So we're heavily involved there, pushing what the agreements look like, and there's a few local companies out there that we were having discussions with around agreements. So that's good for that region, especially when you think of the amount of work they've lost over the years with everything getting shut down. It's good to see a bit of work coming back their way. So they're talking about data centres out that way that Herc's touched on as well. Offside agreements, the whole lot, mate. Just been flat out, to be honest with you.
Yep, you've been a busy
chasing super, chasing entitlements.
You're a man of many talents.
Yeah, oh, mate, I'm doing it all. I didn't say I was doing it well.
Yeah, you do, you got like the deck of cards over there.
Yeah, 52 pickup.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, lovely. All right, guys, it's that time for a track. After that, we'll come back to Troisi and have a bit of a chat to him about the next gen, and obviously Gus as well. But in saying that, let's kick over to a track, and yeah, we'll come back to you.
I said if I can't feel it, then how could it be? No, no magic could happen to me. And then I saw you, I couldn't believe it. You took my heart, I couldn't retrieve it. Said to myself, what's it all about? Now I know there can be no doubt.
2, 1. What's this?
Just like that, we're back, and wow. What have you found there, Herx? That actually looks like your
gardening show's left some clippings.
I was going to say, I would take my fingerprints off that, mate. You've been in Royal Commission anyway, right? We won't talk about that. Troisi, obviously back in the swing of things, mate, and take us, I guess, on the journey of last night and what's going on, and talk to us about the next gen from last night and obviously your job, where you work and all that sort of stuff.
And who's your organiser is.
And how we almost burnt the joint down. So.
No, it was a fantastic night last night. Yeah, like I said, it's great to see so many new faces. Had quite a few come out from Y7, where I am at the moment. So I'm out at Lendlease, Y7 Docklands. I've got D&E, BP, Leemark, All Systems, Single and Hobbs. So all great contractors and great crews out there.
Except for BP. Anyway, did I say that? Whoops, that just slipped down my mouth. Hey, no, we love them.
Right? The crew's unreal.
Good old Nick,
the
right?
The blokes out there are good. Yeah. Just the ones back in their office aren't.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, Nick looks like he's aged about 20 years, God love him, but anyway, whatever.
I think he likes me very much. No, but you know, it was fantastic last night. Just, tell everyone where I come from and, get it all out there. And big shoes to fill, especially coming after you, lads. And especially with Gus and Josh up the front. Yeah, keep it going, keep it moving, keep it growing.
Yeah, no, you did a terrific job, everyone included, including Josh. It was, as you said, well attended, all that sort of stuff. It was good to hear your story as well. Sometimes, you know, no one understands, you know, there's a journey that everyone's taken to get to where they've got to. And sometimes it's difficult, sometimes it's strenuous, and sometimes it's good, you know? Like, bit of bad, bit of good, all that sort of stuff in between.
Sometimes maybe good.
Sometimes maybe bad, right? But, everyone's got a journey how they got to where they've got to. And it's terrific to actually hear. It's very refreshing to hear sort of journeys, I guess you could say.
Yeah, people got to the same spot, you know what I mean?
And especially with my kids coming up now, getting older. Mm. It's good to see what they're coming into.
Oh, yeah, you spoke about your daughter, and all that sort of stuff.
And my son just did work experience with D&E.
Oh, lovely,
He's looking at being a plumber now.
Woo! Fantastic!
Actually, I have to say good morning to the wife and kids. I know they're listening. Good
on it. Yeah, I was going to say, make sure you do that one, mate. It's called brownie points, right? God love you. No, that's awesome, mate.
There's one thing on your job that's a first. Nathan and Sam Rocco. Steve Rocco's OH&S officer. His son working together for the first time on the job.
There you go.
So, shout out to the two boys. They'll be listening in.
Yep. That's it. Cruising around. God love them. So, nicely said. And Gus, want to give a bit of a report back, mate? Or is anything?
Yeah. Look, you know, I'm just swinging in the breeze down at Palladian Hickory job. There's been a few challenges on the job. Won't go into the details of them and whatnot, but
we've got time. Go on, Bill.
This is behind the paywall. These stories, you know what I mean? This is the only fair.
You're subscribed.
So hit the link in the subject. But look, just one thing. You know, we have blues and stuff on site, and things happen D-marks, and whatnot. But all that sort of stuff. But I've got to say, we've got an absolute ripping crew out there of members. You know. Yeah. So we got UPG, got AGL Group doing the pools, we got Auscool, statewide, North Coast, one of the newer sort of refridge mobs getting around.
Agreement.
Yeah, probably. Tristan and whatnot. He's doing a really good job, man. You know, he's got the right attitude, wants to engage with the union and whatnot. And all the boys at Auscool, the Ripper Blokes, you know, and all the UPG guys and Foxfire, you know, it's a by the time you get to these sort of jobs, you know, it feels like a bit of a family, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course,
and we, you know, the Plumbers Union stands pretty tall on its own 2 feet, so
got a good CFMEU delegate out there.
Yeah, so we do. So but no, and we've got a really good ETU delegate out there as well, and there's a good deputy for the CFMEU. So you know, Hickory always presents its challenges. They're their own beast in some ways as a builder, but you know, and it, being apartment jobs, you know, the profit margin's low and whatnot, and we're sort of at that stage of the job where tempers are getting frayed and people are stressing out.
Of course,
but
yeah.
I don't know, mate. The bloke running the show out there's tempers always frayed.
Yeah, well, look, you know, I don't want to get sued for saying
defamation.
I'm nice. Defamation and whatnot, yeah. But yeah, look.
Well, he's a big sook.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
I've
the
band-aids off. Yeah. That's saying a PG.
Yeah. Look, I'd rather have a conversation with a brick wall than but you know, anyway.
You get more out of the
probably
brick wall.
More sense out of it, you know what I mean?
Far less tantrum
and whatnot.
It's just like Patricia then.
I think we've all got to remember, man, is we're there for a wage. You know what I mean? Yeah. Some people take it personally and whatnot, and you know, when we see our members getting an unfair sort of deal and getting talked to like crap, that's when we stand up and go, that's no good. So sometimes there needs to be a bit of respect thrown back into the game. And I just think, you know, we're there for our members, and we have got some really good members on that job. And
yeah, no,
it's a testament to the culture that we try and provide on the site. You know, we do our own little barbecues and yeah, you know, we stand tall on our own 2 feet.
You've got a really good rep out there in yourself, Gus. And, you know, with all the challenges, you're doing an outstanding job. And
but you can only do that when you've got good members.
You stand
taller what it comes down
on
to.
The shoulders of the members that support you as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you've got, you know, a site team out there that aren't much help, full stop. So you're doing a great job. Keep it up and, you know.
Yeah, last time I come on the radio, pardon my French.
Oh!
They gave me a massive bollocking for not shouting them out. So, big shout out to all the guys down there at Palladian. You know who you are, and hopefully they're listening. If not, you know, because, you know, it's...
Well, hopefully they're listening in that office, and they can pull their fingers out and start
communicating. I think Terry Gogos probably be listening to make sure that they're,
Tezza.
You know...
God.
Just seeing what I claim on the sheet.
He's counting the pennies right now, mate. Yeah.
I'm sure he'll send me another email and spell my name wrong.
I'm not paying for this, but...
what time was that email? Was about 1 a.m.
Oh, Jesus. He must have been on something then. Anyway.
But we have a laugh, but they're good contractors too.
Yeah,
so, you know.
Nicely said.
Good operators. So, you know, it all takes working together and supporting each other.
Yep.
And yeah.
No, lovely
times.
Man. No, yeah. It's almost towards the end. I'll just quickly touch on, obviously, this prefab agreement for, like anything. We got our construction EBAs, but like anything, you got blokes that are obviously in yards and all that sort of stuff, prefabbing sprinkler pipe, mold, steel pipe, whatever you'd like to say. Obviously, skids and plinths and things like that with mechanical bolted on mechanical packages and things like that, all that sort of jazz, right? So we've managed to get a majority of the majors across, myself and Nathan. Obviously, the new agreement's up like anything. So we've just locked that in, 19.5% over 4 years. So it's a very good outcome, 4, 5, 5, and 5.5%.
That's great work.
New wages and conditions. You know, it took us 3.5 months to negotiate it. We managed to get the deal done. Credit to Nathan too, who's absolutely outstanding. He did a terrific job. You know, we got our delegates and all that sort of stuff for each yard, and that represent the workers out in you know, each business. And obviously we listened to their log of claims, what's come off the floor, when it had meetings, all that sort of stuff with the members. And we've pretty much got everything in that package of what they wanted. And we've basically emulated the construction agreement into the yard agreement, I guess you could say. So, you know, you could, and we do got members everywhere, regardless of where it is, what one way, shape or form. So, yeah, terrific job and to everyone involved. And now, obviously, it's like anything, just go and chase all the other ones, get them to sign the agreement, all that sort of stuff. And there's one big thorn sticking out there. I won't mention them because I'll probably source. They're that sort of individual of a company. But we'll get them in the end, and we'll see how we go anyway. So terrific anyway. All right. And so that, guys, we're going to...
Obviously, you boys on a great job out there. It's been tough going, these fab yards. Members can be very vocal. So credit to yourself and Nathan. Great outcome. So...
Yeah, lovely.
Oh, it's yours now. It's yours.
Before we duck off, I'll give a quick shout out to Jake Stepinski and Pasquale Angelino. They've been over in the States last week or so.
Yep.
Jake was presented an award in the apprentice competition. They both represented Australia in plumbing quite well. And, you know, good work. It's a tough competition over there. They don't quite plumb the same way we do. So there's a bit of learning, but they've done a fantastic job and everyone's pretty proud of them. So good work, boys.
Lovely. Cheerio, guys. Well,
one quick shout-out, Joffa.
Joffa.
Yeah, Joffa. Yeah,
just watching that grand final
he's
come, sail
he's
away.
Come, he's coming in next show. Talk about Sydney's
Watson. Thanks, guys.
Wasn't there yesterday.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.